I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The whereabouts of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi are unknown, but the government of Algeria says that Gaddafi's wife and three of his children entered that country this morning. They include Gaddafi's son, Mohammed. He reportedly escaped after he surrendered to rebel forces in Tripoli. Meanwhile, it's become apparent that Gaddafi's regime killed dozens of detainees and tortured others prior to its fall. A ship with hundreds of prisoners released from Libyan jails arrived last night in Benghazi. The BBC's John Lyne spoke with some of them. He's in Benghazi now. John, that must have been quite an emotional scene there when the ship arrived.
It was just incredible scenes, really. I mean, these are people who've been held in Gaddafi's clutches for, some of them, the few months of the revolution, some of them for years. One man was waiting for his brother who'd been in prison there for 12 years. And first of all, there was enormous, great cheering and Allahu Akbar, you know, God is great, as the ship came in dockside. And then finally, when the relatives came out of the port and were brought out in minibuses out to the waiting relatives outside, the prisoners, just incredible scenes of emotion. They were hugging, they were crying, they were shrieking with joy, and it really touched the heart. I spoke to a few of them outside and just got their feelings.
I'm so happy tonight. I'm so happy.
Have you come from Tripoli?
Yes.
My sister.
No. My sister and his family. And their family.
Did they escape? Were they in prison?
Yes, they are. It was in prison.
How long for?
6 months.
6 months.
Yes,
and they're
I'm
safe
so
now.
Happy tonight. Thank you.
I'm waiting for my cousin.
And how long has he been in prison?
Since about 2.5 months now. Oh, 3 months about.
And,
yes.
And you must have feared the worst for him while he was in prison.
Of course. Yeah. I seen my other cousin. He just arrived yesterday by plane, and he was telling us some incredible stories.
But of course, there's many, many more who are feared, possibly even still imprisoned. And the opposition say they've got fairly accurate figures, which mean that they're missing around 45,000 to 50,000 prisoners who were taken by Colonel Gaddafi in the last months of his regime. And they fear they either may have been killed, murdered, and be in mass graves somewhere, or perhaps worse, they could be in hidden underground cells in bunker prisons, of which there is believed to be a network, and they may never be found because those are so well hidden that unless you knew exactly where to look, you simply wouldn't find them.
John, given how long some of these people were in detention, did you get a sense that they were kind of had their capacities all there? Were they bleary-eyed? Did they know where they were?
I didn't see any physical evidence of mistreatment, although some of them have been out for a few days now and they've had a long sea journey from Tripoli to get their faculties back. But they did tell a lot of familiar stories, which I'd heard even from when I first came here into Benghazi 6 months ago, and I visited some of the regime's old cells. And they said they were kept in tiny spaces. You're talking about a prison cell that you might normally think that one or two people could go in, and you might have 20 or 30 people, almost barely room to stand, and they'd have to squeeze and make room for one or two people to lie down and sleep for short periods. And then they said they were repeatedly taken out for beatings and torture to try to make them confess. And this, obviously, for some people, over a period of years, let alone just the last few months. So a really, really brutal regime. But of course, no wonder the relatives were so overjoyed, because if your son, your daughter, your father is taken by Colonel Gaddafi's forces, you frankly fear for their safety. You fear whether you're ever going to see them again. So that the reconciliation was just that much sweeter as a result.
Did anybody express any desire to exact any revenge against Gaddafi and his forces, even perhaps families of those detained?
They didn't, actually. There was a surprising lack of bitterness in this. There was just an enormous feeling of joy. One man said he felt he was flying. He was almost flying with happiness. What a lovely metaphor. That said, I certainly have heard cries elsewhere. For example, I was hearing mothers and fathers of so-called martyrs, as they called them, people who've died in the fighting mostly, calling for qasas, just revenge, as it might translate from Arabic. Whether that means justice or revenge is maybe a moot point. So there certainly are calls, but I didn't certainly hear them among that returning crowd last night. The mood was actually much happier than that.
Was it hard to detach yourself from what you were seeing?
Oh, I was almost in tears myself. It was one of the most emotional moments of, and I've been covering this uprising since the beginning, and for that matter, the events in Egypt as well. It was quite overwhelming.
The BBC's John Lyne there, speaking with us from Benghazi.